Do you hate the phrase playing for pride or a spoiler role? I mean, well, that's kind of what you guys are left to in the final game. You dislike those phrases?
I'm not a fan of them. I don't necessarily play to spoil people's chances for anything that they have. Just more you play for yourself and your team. I mean, it's always nice that you can do that, but I mean, say the tables are flipped. What are you playing for? Well, although they're not, but I mean, still, there's a lot of things that, for me, other than being a spoiler, that we can play for.
Has this team done a good enough job playing for its team, or have there been too many times where guys have played for themselves?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to really break down the film and look at every little intricate piece to make that decision in that really opinion. And that's the jobs of the coaches to make that decision. That's not mine. So I really, honestly, I don't look for those things, and I really don't. I can't answer that question.
Well, what are you feeling about the way the season has ended and gone as opposed to a year ago? Is it an empty feeling or whatever?
It's more of a disappointment, especially in seeing the talent that we have, the schemes that we put together, and they've just basically not been executed. And that's really the biggest thing that I've seen, that we've made mistakes in all three phases of this game. And the thing that we have to concentrate on, or that I have to concentrate on, is what's going on the defense side of the ball, and really with the defensive line and interior guys.
You've been putting up really good numbers this season, especially over the last, I want to say, like six or seven games.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just talk about how your game has evolved and what's the work that you put in to be where you're at right now?
It's one of those things that I've always loved, to being a consistent person. And somebody in our front office always told me that you've been, since you've came out of college, as a finisher, and somebody who finished plays and finished things. And that's really how I pride myself on, always being somebody who can make a play and do it for the betterment of the team. I feel like I haven't done enough to really help us blossom into wins. So for me, playing well, it's not enough. I can still do more. There's better things that I could do, making other guys around me better.
When you mention talent, a lot of people say that about this club,
mm-hmm.
that there's a lot of talent, and yet everybody follows that up as, you are who you are. You're, right now you have four wins. You don't mm-hmm. have any in the division. If this team is talented, what has kept it from being more successful? I mean, where is the talent, in other words?
Mistakes. I mean, it's just like, what's the right way to put this? You, in essence, you can have all the talent in the world, but until it meshes and meshes the right way, it's nothing. It's all it is talent. So we've yet to, last year somehow we meshed and got everything done the right way. This year, with different pieces added, different situations, whatever was going on and that's been thrown our way, it hasn't meshed correctly the right way. So that's where I see that we have our talent, but it just hasn't all come together in one piece and been consistent enough. Because there's been times that it's been really great, and then there's times where it's fallen all the way apart. So that's the way I see how our season's kind of gone.
What would it mean to you?
Same question. Yeah. To get the Pro Bowl, what would that mean to you?
I mean, it's a pick from your peers, your coaches, and the fans. It's always something that's definitely you can, in essence, pride yourself on. But, I mean, to me, I see it as something that is a collective piece of, especially my position, of how well you've been able to play with the guys around you. And I was fortunate enough to do that my rookie season on the first ballot, and I don't even know what you call last year. So.
Yeah, Mike Tirico mentioned at the end of the game that you intend to call Warren Sapp, possibly at the end of the season. Hook up with him. Is that true? And what do you expect to?
No, what I said to him was that you have a guy that, in essence, criticizes me and says I'm doing things so horribly wrong and not playing up to my potential. I would assume, paraphrasing, I don't know exactly what's going on in his head. And to me, you can either be a fan and just criticize me, or you can be a great person and somebody who's could be a legend and somebody who could possibly be in the Hall of Fame and teach me something. Show me what you think I'm doing incorrectly, or I just consider you as a fan, somebody who just wants to criticize.
Would that be probably the best outcome for that scenario?
I think it personally would be, and I'm not afraid by any means. I've said this since I've been young. I'm still young in this game, very much so, even though it's my third year. I've got a lot to learn. I'm not afraid to learn from anybody, whether it's somebody who's immediately I'm playing with or somebody who's kind of long gone and been out of the league already for 5-6 years. So I'm not afraid to learn from anybody and, in essence, take a backseat role and learn from somebody who's gone through the ropes already.
Can you respect someone who's attacked you as viciously as he has over the past couple of years?
I can if they in essence, truthfully have a heart and want to better and help me, because instead of just kind of just taking, yeah, you got to have something behind it. You got to be somebody who's, you can criticize because you've been in that same position. You've gone through those things. You can, so he's valid to criticize. But at the same time, you don't just criticize and not do anything or say anything or say this is, you don't just give criticism and not have it be constructive in some way.
So how do you expect that to play out then? How would you?
Who knows? I don't know. I really don't care. And to be honest with you, what's in front of me right now is Chicago. I got to take care of Chicago.
Last question, guys. You talk about your game evolving and all that. It almost sounds like Tiger Woods was always talking about tweaking his game and all that. How is your game different now than, say, as a rookie? Is it all reflected in stats or is it technique? Is it?
No, it can't be all reflected in stats. It's kind of impossible for anybody to, in essence, reflect their whole game and stats. I mean, Calvin, you could say his stats speak lots of volumes, and they do, but you don't see his intangible things that he does with his receivers and how he takes coverages certain ways, open things up for other guys. Those aren't received in stats. So there's different ways that I can do things to help the guys around me play, as well as make plays for myself and also feed other guys plays.
When you look at yourself play compared to, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, you see things that are, you know.
I see things a lot differently. I understand what people are trying to do against me. I can anticipate things better. There's just a lot of different things that go into it. You can't get it all right here in this short interview.
I'm willing.
All right, thank you, guys.
One final thing, if I could, on a lighthearted note. Uh-huh. Today is like a big day to return gifts and things like that. Do you have anything that you have to return today?
Do I have anything that I have to return? No, I don't.
So you got everything you wanted?
I wouldn't say that. But I received a lot of great gifts.
Thanks.